Whenever, you know, we just never know what's going on in their life. Whenever I get frustrated with drivers and someone's in front of me and not taking off at that stoplight or stop sign right, or whenever it's 60 and they're going 35 miles an hour, I have to think, you know what? Maybe they just lost their spouse this morning. Maybe one of their kids had a car accident and died. Maybe they just came home from the hospital last night and realized they have cancer. And boy, whenever you do that, it, at least for me, it turns my understanding of that situation and gives patience to me where I many times don't have any. A great example of this is about a quiet man that got on a bus with three noisy little children. The children proceeded to wreak havoc on that bus while the man sat there and did nothing. After a while, a woman sitting next to the man said, "Sir, excuse me, but you really should do something about your children." And the man came out of his daydream state and he said, "Pardon me?" You know, the woman said, "You really should do something about your children." And in a far off way, he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry." He said, "We just came home from the hospital and I just lost my wife. And I really don't know what to do with my kids now." The kids were still being rambunctious on that bus. But every person sitting on that bus looked at those children and that family in a different way, didn't they? Listen carefully to the one you confront. You may have an opportunity not just to resolve the conflict, but to help them deal with deeper issues. And finally, extend forgiveness. Extend forgiveness. Here's the heart of the matter in every conflict we encounter. Will we forgive or hold on to the hostility? If we have a significant relationship with another and they ask for forgiveness, you see, it's easy to give it, especially if it's the first offense. But what about if one repeats that offense? Same thing over and over again. What if it's a terrible betrayal or injury? What if they don't ask for forgiveness? Boy, the waters sure do get muddy, don't they? During Jesus' day, the Jewish custom was to forgive a person up to three times for the same offense. If they did it again, the rabbis taught that you did not have to forgive them on the fourth offense or higher. Peter, one of Jesus' followers, asked him about this policy, and Jesus said this, Peter said, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Remember, the tradition was three times, right? Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times." 77 times. Now, that doesn't mean you keep little marks on your... In biblical language, that means you forgive them a lot. A lot. Peter thought that seven times was liberal. Jesus said that there should be no end to our forgiveness. One reason is for us. God wants our reconciliation and healing. He doesn't want broken relationships by unforgiveness between the two people. Forgiveness is the path to our own wholeness. It's also the path to God. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Extend forgiveness. Say it verbally. Write a letter. Do it for your own spiritual and emotional health. Whatever end of the stick you're on, the one inflicting the pain or the one being hurt, God calls us to take steps to resolve the conflict. If we practice God's way consistently and develop deep and meaningful relationships, we'll find ourselves meeting one another in the middle and we will make it right. So, how do we deal with conflict on your team? If you're the offender, let's read this together. Admit that you're at fault and ask for forgiveness. How do you deal with conflict on your team if you've been offended? Use peace, right? Let's say this together. Pinpoint the hurt. Engage the offender in dialogue. Address the issue in love consider their response and extend forgiveness. Let's pray. Dear God, you are an awesome God, and we thank you so much for your powerful presence in our lives. We thank you for your presence right here and right now in this worship service. We thank you for your healing Holy Spirit, your empowering Holy Spirit, and we ask, God, that you encourage us and empower us to overcome the conflict in our lives. Dear God, we ask you for the men in this congregation to be man enough to go to the person that we have conflict with and fix it. We ask you for the women in this congregation that you would anoint us in such a way that we were women enough to engage the conflict and fix it and forget it. We love you, God. We want to be the church that you have given us potential to be. Anoint us in a way, God, so that we can walk that road. In Jesus' holy name, amen.